To find out the effect of the trouble at what should be the source of power here, Con Edison, CBS News correspondent Steve Rowan, made his way through the dark streets to the building housing the silent generators. And here is his report.
Everyone in the area affected by the blackout has been asked by Consolidated Edison to turn every light switch and appliance, except perhaps a radio or one light bulb, off for the duration of the emergency. A sudden loss of power somewhere in the vast interconnected system which provides power to a huge area in the northeastern United States and parts of southern Ontario has blacked out millions of homes. Asked the reason for the failure, Charles Hoppen, director of public relations for Consolidated Edison, said, "I just don't know." Hoppen said the trouble apparently did not originate in the Con Ed system, but somewhere to the north. But because all the power companies in the Northeast are interconnected, Con Ed automatically started feeding power to the area where the primary break had occurred. When the drain on the Con Ed system became too great, the generating plants automatically shut down. Con Ed can cut itself clear of the interconnection system to prevent such a sudden drain, but that wasn't done in time. Now, auxiliary power is having to be pumped to the generating stations from one of the Con Ed plants still in operation, the Arthur Kill Station on Staten Island. As soon as measures can be taken to segregate the Con Ed system from the other systems, those Con Ed generators will be started again throughout this vast area. One area of Brooklyn has some power, which it's getting from New Jersey, and as we said, Staten Island still has power from the Arthur Kill Station, but so far as we know, everything else in the Con Ed system is still out at this time. Consolidated Edison again urges everyone in the affected area to turn off every light switch and every appliance, save perhaps one light bulb or a radio, for the duration of the emergency. Steve Rowan, CBS News at Consolidated Edison headquarters in New York.
The New York City Police Department reported about 15 minutes ago that Con Ed was preparing to restore power in the city shortly, and the police department also broadcast an appeal, which we underscore and repeat, an appeal to householders that all electrical appliances be placed in an off position immediately. As Steve Rowan has mentioned, please do that because there is great difficulty at the time of the resurgence of electrical power into the circuits. Turn all electrical things that are now in the on position to off immediately. Staten Island now has lights. Brooklyn, Kings Highway, Bensonhurst District, that district of Brooklyn has lights. Bay Ridge has lights. All police have been called into the city of New York. Some 5,000 off-duty police have been called to duty. And police in the city report nothing unusual as far as any untoward crime is concerned. You can't get into St. Patrick's Cathedral because that massive edifice is so crowded with people who were caught on the streets of New York or perhaps in nearby buildings when the power failed 2 hours ago. And now for a report on how Massachusetts has met this emergency, CBS News talked with the civil defense director of that state, a Mr. Zenowitz, who was interviewed by reporter Jerry Waters.
What is the exact situation now?
Right now, we are in touch with the governor's office. He is receiving information from all the various state agencies and being appraised of the situation. There is no panic as of this moment, and people are doing very well. They're exercising their normal control.
Have you had any reports of looting?
There have been no reports of looting whatsoever, sir.
Have you had any reports of difficulties in hospitals? Are they able to take care of their patients?
We have received one request for an emergency generator from the town of Framingham, and the local civil defense is supplying that generator.
Have you had any reports of other emergencies arising, like water mains breaking or power lines down?
No, sir, we have not. We did receive news that there were some elevators that were stuck in certain buildings, and the people are being gotten out of those very successfully.
And that's the latest from the civil defense chief of the state of Massachusetts. As you've heard, there have been reports that the blackout brought extensive looting in Rochester, New York. To try to get the true story, we talked with Rochester Police Chief William Lombard.
Well, we don't have any lights here. The condition prevails, I think, statewide for the most part. We're activating all off-duty men, and we're covering all critical intersections where traffic is flowing, and also our men will patrol the streets and critical areas which will vulnerable for crimes against property and person.
Are there any reports of looting?
No, you may have heard something about that. Apparently it got out of hand. We've had a couple of store windows broken downtown here, and the report seemed to get out of hand here that there was looting. There's no looting taking place, and we've had an isolated incidence of about four or five reports of vandalism of store windows being broken in certain sections of the city. We're coping with this, with the problem by moving in manpower. All off-duty men are being activated.
Do you have any reports of difficulties in hospitals? Are they able to take care of their patients?
In the hospital, the reports are that everything is under control. We've got well over 200 volunteers here of students who are moving into homes where resuscitators electrically powered are out of action, and they're moving in manually to help out on that function.
Are any other emergencies arising out of this situation? Broken power lines, power mains,
no,
water mains?
Right now, it's as far as fires are concerned, or those things you mentioned, we're relatively in good shape. We're relatively in good shape.
So you'd say you have the situation pretty much under control?
At this time, it is under control. And we have a local utility, Rochester Gas and Electric, and they're optimistic that they'll be able to isolate this particular area here and give us power, we hope, in short order. We don't know how long it'll be, though.
The Rochester Police Chief, William Lombard, interviewed by reporter Jerry Waters. Here is news from Washington, where the Office of Emergency Planning said tonight that power should be restored to afflicted northeastern areas by around 9 p.m., an hour and 26 minutes from now. We are still told that the Con Edison Company expects to restore power in New York City momentarily. Parts of the greater New York area are getting lights one by one. Assistant Secretary of Defense Arthur Sylvester said tonight that state governors and mayors in northeastern areas affected by this power failure have been offered the full support of all available military units. Sylvester said that troops might be used for security purposes if necessary. The Defense Department had said earlier that a rapid check of major military installations, including the Strategic Air Command and the North American Air Defense Command, confirms that communications are intact. In New York, police have sent emergency floodlights to Grand Central Station in the Times Square area. A New York Central passenger train inbound from Westchester County points stalled in the railroad tunnel near 56th Street and Park Avenue in Manhattan. The train crew mustered flashlights and told the passengers they could get out along a catwalk. Led by the train crew, they walked in a single file to an emergency stairway and exit. There were many minor accidents at big intersections in New York City. Hawkers are now selling candles. They're selling candles along the Great White Way, which is Broadway. Picture that. Selling candles on Broadway in New York. There was a rush in candles, gas lanterns, and flashlights at those hardware stores which were open. The only building lighted in the Midtown area of Manhattan was the Polyclinic Hospital. In the northeast, the stations in the northeast swung over to, as hospital stations in this area swung over to emergency power. About 7 p.m. Eastern Time, New York City police started evacuating thousands of subway passengers, leading them through the streets along the catwalks. On the time that power is to be restored, other reports quote federal officials as saying that the northeastern power failure has been traced to an electrical switching point 10.5 miles from Niagara Falls, and now they're saying that that should be repaired by about 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So they've narrowed the electrical switching point failure down to a point 10.5 miles from Niagara Falls. They're at work on it, and the federal officials hopefully estimate that power will be restored by about 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Power in certain areas, however, of course, is going on as emergency power is piped in from elsewhere and emergency generators are put into use. A full moon is said to be helping. Thousands in New York are sitting in cars listening to radio in front of homes and residential areas, unless they have battery-powered radios inside, of course, the car would be the best bet. Most New York restaurants are open. In places with gas stoves, they're serving hot food. The biggest problem is that kitchen ventilating systems are electric, and it's too hot for the cooks. Standing room only, as I reported at St. Patrick's Cathedral, thousands who suspected perhaps some supernatural force or perhaps enemy action went there to pray. We hasten to say that there is no evidence whatsoever, according to defense officials in Washington, of any sabotage in this matter. Most skyscrapers have people stuck in elevators in spite of the emergency power in those new buildings, for the most part. 30 Rockefeller Center is not certain how many are stuck there. They know of one car on the 29th floor, and the starter believes that there is a tour stuck in an elevator between the 55th and 56th floors at 30 Rockefeller Center. In 44-story, the Equitable Life building, only one elevator was stuck, that with the Equitable Vice President, Mr. Grant Keane. Long lines of people are at the public phone booths trying to get home to tell their loved ones not to worry, but to stay as snug and as quiet and as unalarmed and as calm as possible. But it's a little hard to get through because of a jam in the general telephone lines, because of the fact that so many people are trying to make telephone calls. Bars and phone booths are doing the biggest business, as could be expected. The early look of fear on pedestrian faces seems to be disappearing in New York as the word spreads via automobile radio and transistor and word of mouth of the cause of this sudden failure in power. In Nassau County Court in Mineola, Long Island, a jury considering a burglary case, asked for additional instructions and was given them by Justice James Dossett by the light of kerosene lamps in the courtroom. A bus plowed into a group of persons in the Queens section of New York. Six persons were rushed to Elmhurst General Hospital. Their conditions were not immediately determined. Thousands of passengers on the New Haven Railroad were stranded at the 125th Street station in New York City's Harlem. Some 30 trains were stalled. Of course, the New York serves the line all the way up along the line to Boston. So we have no word, and we can't imagine how many people and how many trains may be stalled at this moment. And now, another report from Steve Rowan, who has been speaking to us during this broadcast at Consolidated Edison headquarters in New York. Here is Steve Rowan with additional details.
The Consolidated Edison system was producing about 4.5 million kilowatts of power at 5:25 this afternoon. It was buying about 300,000 kilowatts of so-called cheap power from the Niagara Mohawk system to the north. Suddenly, a tremendous drain occurred on the lines. Instead of power flowing south, 300,000 kilowatts of power flowing south from Niagara Mohawk, the electricity being generated by Con Edison suddenly started flowing north. At the Consolidated Edison headquarters on West 65th Street, Con Ed system operator Ed Nellis got on the phone immediately to tell Niagara Mohawk that Con Ed would have to cut itself out of the interconnected system, which ties all the power companies in the northeastern states and in Ontario together. Would have to cut out because the drain was too great. But before he could complete that conversation and throw the necessary switches, in perhaps about 15 seconds, 9 of the 10 Consolidated Edison plants then producing power shut themselves down because the demand for power was too great. They could not meet it, and therefore they shut themselves down to protect the equipment. Now, the Arthur Kill Station, which is interconnected with Public Service of New Jersey, the only one of Con Ed stations connected to the New Jersey system, remained in operation. Power from that station is now being used to get the others started. It was fed first to the Ravenswood station in Queens, where the boilers were being fired up again. The Astoria station, also in Queens, is also about to be started. Those are Con Ed's two biggest stations in the city. And the Hudson Avenue and Brooklyn stations also now are receiving power from Arthur Kill and also starting up again. This isn't supposed to happen, said the Consolidated Edison Director of Public Information, Charles Hoppen, but he wouldn't speculate on what caused it because he said, we just don't know. The states affected, of course, are New York, the New England states, Pennsylvania, and Ontario. New Jersey was not affected because it is interconnected primarily with another system of states in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Maryland. So the little bit of power that managed to come over to the Arthur Kill station in Staten Island has helped make it possible to return the Con Ed stations, 10 of them in the city of New York, to